Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring shift on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm just enjoying a little laugh with my producer here, Jessica. Snowed in. We're both snowed in. So, in today's show, I had put out a photo on the ad for this show, how releasing can be a beautiful thing. And I was reminded of that. It was right before the big storm here about 3 weeks ago. And it's been crazy. I'm telling you, I've never had it like this, where I'm raking leaves up still and picking up branches from the storm. And my yard's not that big, but it was about 8 inches deep after that storm. The storm just, my big cedars just dumped everything, like that they would dump over half a year probably in one day. And it was like, so I'm raking in one part of the yard and I'm shoveling snow in the other. And between shoveling the snow and, you know, releasing the last of this parasite, I realized I have to be very gentle on myself. And that's what I would recommend for most people. I don't think people realize that what I was getting, because, you know, we're moving into the new year, and this is why I really wanted to work on this for people. And you can still call in 1-800-930-2819, and Jessica will relay your information to me. So I had someone ask if, you know, I could address this issue, and it really goes into the theme of the show. Like, when you look in the fall and you see how beautiful, like, my yard just looked so pretty, and I, just with the leaves starting to fall, but the green was still green, and the spring is running, and it was all shiny and clean, and then a couple days later, it was just like, whoa, it looked like no one looked after this yard for a year, and it was like, you know, it just reminded me so much, like, people really, so many of us have had to let go of so much of who we are in the last 2 years, or who we thought we were. there's just been so many, like, things that, like, everyday things that we just take for granted, maintenance in the yard and just maintenance on ourselves and getting to places and getting your hair done and going to the dentist. Everything's harder, everything. And it's... people don't realize, like, because at the same time, there's this underlying fear always. And that's sort of what I wanted to address, is that, like, we're going into the new year. And, like, what is it today? The 29th. And this is, like, fundamental, especially this year, for if you want to be able to be in a place there's of growth, of being, you know, upping your ante, like getting into a better position at work. And that there's a lot of people that have changed careers, have, you know, some of us have been forced out of our, like, I taught seminars at live events for the last 10 years, and all of a sudden I couldn't. And, you know, that was hard. And then finding that my identity theft thing happened. That was hard. That was really hard. And then to end up realizing that I have a parasite from Peru that, you know, there's not a real high success rate for surviving it. And everything that I've been through in the last eight months now for me, I realized that, man, you know, it's easy to take your health for granted. It's easy to take your friends and all of that stuff for granted, and what other people do for you, and where you put your energy, what you're doing for others, and is there a reciprocal energy back and forth. These are really important because these things are challenging enough just in everyday life, but when we add this whole COVID thing to our lives, and we add that into the mix, a lot of people are still on, like, there's a lot of people that are in fear, so they're, you know, operating a lot of the time from the base chakra, and there's a lot of people, like, there's a lot of lack, there's so much going on. And what I've learned is that, you know, I learned so much from this experience. Like, I just think, okay, like, if ever that something like this is going to happen to me, it couldn't have happened at a better time, because I wasn't going anywhere anyway. So, I mean, no one was. I just don't enjoy going to restaurants and not be able to mingle. Like, if I'm going out to a bar at night, which was very rare anyway, I want to be able to dance and mingle. That's why I'm there. And if I can't do those two things, then it's not fun for me. And I'm not criticizing anyone that it's fun for, but I have a higher standard. And so, for myself, like, what I am willing to tolerate. And so it's been a very interesting journey to realize when we're going through this and we've got this intense energy behind it, because the whole collective all around the globe is going through the same thing on a level like probably never before, because of the availability of information. And so, you know, and like, I apologize. I just want to say thank you to everybody also for all the happy birthday wishes. I really appreciated it. And I didn't get back to people. I didn't go back on social media for about 2.5 weeks. I just find it like I'm slowly upping the hours that I work every day. And so that's why I cherish this time to be able to connect with you in this way, because I feel like at this time it's really challenging. But, you know, I wrote that, you know, short story in that book about this, about how challenges are possibilities. And those possibilities can be turned into probabilities. But you can't hang on really tight to the old stuff that's holding you back, including people, events, lifestyle, all these things. That's why so many people right now are really making big changes in their life. And some of them are forced changes, and some of them are just people are realizing things about themselves that they didn't realize before. And so this is a really wonderful opportunity to let go of what doesn't serve you. And that doesn't mean that it's bad, or, you know, if you take that out of it, it's not about judgment of it. But when you really have time to sit with yourself and decide, like, you know, what do I really enjoy? What don't I enjoy? And start giving yourself permission to change those things that you don't enjoy, then it leaves an empty space in people. And so that's why quite often when people do let go of something, even if it doesn't serve them, they will start to cry. And it's this empty feeling that you get when you let go of a lot of what you thought was yourself, and or, you know, what was yourself probably, you know, maybe for years and years, and then you release it. There's an empty space there, and a lot of people the first thing they want to do is fill that empty space, because it's empty. But I learned that, you know, space isn't empty. Space is actually the glue that holds us all together. And so everybody is connected because of that, of that empty space, really. And so at the same time, if you've ever experienced this, where you know, you all of a sudden have like a real deep spiritual awareness, and you know, a lot of people will talk about that. When, you know, I feel very, see, in the past, like even 6 months ago, I would be like irritated that things aren't going to my timeline, because like I like to set goals and then meet them and then set another one, and I have that always sort of running, and that's kind of what the New Year's thing is about. Is if you can, as we're moving into year, it's not really so important that date, except that there's so many people that are collectively thinking in the same way that day, that, you know, whatever country you're in, or, you know, because there's about 46 versions. And what I say, like, I actually work more with the Chinese New Year, which gives me another month. But there's certain things that we can do when we release the old, that we stop ourselves from just taking a better version of what we don't want and really going for what we do want. And a lot of us, you know, are learning on a different level how precious life really is. And so, you know, this is an opportunity to really give yourself total permission, like I was talking about, in, you know, giving yourself total permission to be yourself, to be authentic. Because each of us has an individual quality, you know, there's many qualities in many people, and these different qualities, if we allow ourselves to be ourselves, then we'll be able to understand which ones are benefiting us the most, and what do we really love to do. Because if you love what you do, then you don't ever have to work, because it's like, it's a pleasure to work. And so that's something that I feel more people are going to be more focused on in this in 2022. Like, I feel like, oh man, it just feels like we're almost there. Just hang in there, you know, till the end of this year, and let's really strengthen. There's more and more truth coming out all over the place, you may have noticed, and it will continue to do so. And when the truth comes out around, like, and people start to really get in touch with what's really going on around the world, then we'll all be able to make stronger choices. And those choices are going to be different from the choices that we would have made 2 years ago, for sure. But that's not necessarily a good or bad thing. And that's kind of what, like, releasing the leaves, like, the leaves don't think about, oh my God, the wind's blowing us off the tree. They just go. And they make a beautiful display, and then they help the soil, you know, when they degrade. And so that's sort of, you know, nature shows us this. That's why I like to share photos from my yard in that, because I'm really blessed. I have a spring running through my yard. It's in a very, actually, urban area. But, you know, I've got, like, two nights ago, I'm looking out the living room window, and someone's looking in at me, and it was a beautiful white-tailed deer. And she was looking, she likes the ewe, like, deers really like ewe. And it was minus 24, so I was like, just go eat in the yard, I don't care. And she was like, okay. And it was like, I have that, like, the raccoons coming through here every night. And those things are so precious to me, because I've never had that in my life before, like, had that experience of having deer, like, 2 feet from me in a living room window. And I'm just blessed. Like, I find those things, since I've had this experience, I find things like that are so much more precious to me now. And because of that, I can, you know, I'm not enjoying every moment of this experience for sure, but I can allow myself to experience it and learn from it and find something in it that's going to strengthen me to move on in a really good, strong way in 2022. So when we come back, I'll talk some more about that. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I have someone who sent me an issue, so I'll work on that also. We'll be right back.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit JenniferBloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And today I'm talking about, we're moving into the new year, releasing the old and really allowing yourself to manifest what you really want. And I find, so I thought I'd share a few tips about that because I've been talking about manifestation the last two shows, I think, but going into the new year, this is really like kind of critical because it's because there's so many people that have so much force behind the New Year's resolution that day. It falls off, as you may have noticed, as you go through the week and then the month and that. And so a lot of people make resolutions, et cetera. And I'm not so much of one for making resolutions, but what I like to do is moving into the new year. What I do is I make a list of things I would like to accomplish in this coming year. And the reason I do that, and like a lot of people say, oh, I have the list in my head, but if you write down your list, it makes a huge difference. A lot of people learn by writing down. I write down when I'm channeling or downloading information, I always write it down. And so I had, you know, this is really important. Like if you're feeling like your environment is out of order, and right now, things are out of order. You may have noticed. And so just on a global level, and so we're affected by that. And we kind of, it's kind of like when you get in a, remember one time when I was, this is the best way to explain it, like, that I can think of right now, is like when I was like 20, I decided to go to Australia for 4 months, and I was like there for a year and a half. I didn't want to leave. And I was lucky I got working visas, and I stayed till the last day. I just loved Australia. But we were on the beach, and there was like a woman there that we were sitting there, and a snake, there was a lot of poisonous snakes there, just came slithering and went up her body and around her shoulders and back down. And everybody was like, oh my God, like it's a, I think it was a brown snake or whatever. And she was just so still. And then it went off, and she, because she stayed so still, it didn't nail her, right? Because they bite and it's deadly. And everybody, you know, it was probably 2 or 3 minutes later, everybody was still saying, oh my God, like, we can't believe how calm you were when that happened. And she just started to, like, about 3 minutes later, just started, ah, and just went hysterical. And that's when I realized, oh, she went into shock, and that saved her. And so, but that, that's a very extreme example of, like, that fight or flight. But if you are having things happening in your environment that you're not strong to, it affects you underlying everything. And so everything kind of gets accelerated. And so we're seeing this now, you know. We're seeing a lot going on. And what people don't realize, though, is that when you have that disorder around you, the more orderly you are inside, like, and this goes on every aspect of your life, like for your health and for fitness and everything, the more organized you are, the more organized your body is. And so that's why, like, when I'm like releasing this, the last of this, I'm being very careful because I'm making sure I go through all my systems because I know how to do this. And I was just thinking about this morning, you know, how, because I'm ordering my thoughts, like I'm putting my thoughts in order. I'm putting my, as much as I can, the things that I, you know, because I'm a little bit frustrated right now. I'm trying to do video, but I can't do video yet. And so I'm like doing this stuff in the back. So what I did is, okay, I can't do these things. What are the things that I can do right now to make my position better, and write them down? And so now I have a real clear list of things I can do to better my business, better my house, better my life, better my finances, etc. But they're all the things that I don't like doing. That's why that list is so long. So, you know, this is like, but when you start to recognize that, because anytime you just even, you know, commit to like 15 minutes a day, then you're more able to expand that time as you get kind of into a rhythm of it. And it becomes very satisfying. And I really miss that about my seminars right now, because when I was doing the seminars, you know, we would focus a lot on this, on, you know, feng shui in the home kind of, and the dragons have their own way of clearing energy in the house. And it's really about, like, if it's so interesting, because there's different areas of the house. And so right now, if you think about your house and you think about which area of your house is the most cluttered, which doorways are blocked by stuff, which, you know, like, which is the worst area of the house for not being orderly, that, if you look at a feng shui map, is the area in your life where you're the most organized. And so it can tell you a lot. And I'm very excited about moving into 2022 with my Tales from the Vector Oracle. I've started working on it, you know, like, I'm always working on it in my head, but I'm starting to soon, I'm finishing up the face yoga, getting everything in place. And then when I can do the video, I'll get back out there and sell it. So I just, you know, for me, it's kind of like those are the things that are frustrating me. So when I made the list and I started just applying 15 minutes a day to this and 15 minutes a day to that and just make myself do it for 15 minutes, it made a huge difference. And so it's really interesting because as you do it that way, when a lot of times they say like the average adult only has an attention span of about 7 to 15 minutes on average. So most people, like if they're doing a task that they really don't like and they're doing it for hours and hours and forcing themselves to finish it, they're not doing it strong for most of that time. And so it really makes a huge difference if for 15 minutes you can just get yourself like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be strong to do it. I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to tend to it. Like the more detail, the more care you give an everyday task, the easier the monumental tasks in your life are. And it's really satisfying. Like, you know, when you go back and you look at your list that you made for the beginning of the year last year, I put the list away, and then I look at it around this time of year, and I'm like, wow, you know, I got most of it done. And under the circumstances I was under, I didn't get it done. You know, sloppy success is better than perfect failure. So there's a lot of people out there right now that are kind of feeling this, like not quite satisfied with the way things are now, and kind of nostalgic, you know, and there's a little bit of nostalgia for the good old days, but really what we're seeing happening in the world right now is what was underneath the good old days. And so the truth always comes out, and that's what's happening around the world. So it's really a very challenging thing, but it's also a very powerful, uplifting thing. And so what someone asked me if I would just address this for them. They feel like they're surrounded by like dark forces, like that the energy around them is dark and they feel dark and bad things keep happening to them. And they're just like, how can I strengthen myself around the feelings I get because of my environment inside my home? And is it coming from me, or is it from like, is there some like real like dark forces around me? And so I'll talk about that when we come back. And just I wrote down a few points from what you asked, and I will address that. And so it's Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and 1-800-930-2819. If you want to call, Jessica will relay your question or issue, and I will be happy to shift it. We'll be right back.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute Energetic Upgrade session with Colette and check out all the Energetic Upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you looking to find that joy again that somehow along the way you forgot you had? Do you feel like life is passing you by and that you wish someone would just point you in the right direction? Join Karen Timer on The Path to Being 50 and Free Show every first and third Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit 50andfree.ca. Your path to freedom starts now.
Tune in to Living Excellently. Become your masterpiece, aligned in heart, mind, and spirit with Gina T. Joining Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show is changing the world with an essence of love, joy, compassion, and grace. Spiritual coach Gina T helps guide you to live life generously, love lavishly, and trust unconditionally. For more information, visit GinaTCoach.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking today about moving into the new year, moving into it as strong as we can, strong to the challenges ahead of us, and just recognizing that even though letting go can be so challenging because we feel empty after, but reminding us that, you know, we're all made up of atoms and the common space we have is the empty space. So we do have a caller who called in, and so this is Julie from Ontario, and she has a concern regarding her mom and her mom's health. So we're just going to just get everybody, anyone who's listening here, I'm just going to use Julie's energy to strengthen this for everybody, because a lot of people have concerns about their health right now. And so, really interesting. You come to the right person, because if anyone should have concerns about their health, I probably should. And I'm not, when I test it, most of my symptoms or whatever, if I tune in, I recognize, oh, that's not even physical. It's not. It doesn't really have to do with, well, it does because of the toxins, but it has more to do with if I'm in a place where I'm happy and I'm out, like even I shoveled for 3.5 hours yesterday or 2 days ago and it was cold, but I'm from Saskatchewan. So I was like, oh yeah, this is not that bad. And I enjoyed it. And because I was enjoying it, when I got in the house and I realized, oh man, I'm so stiff and that's not normally how I am. And it's just the toxins. So I tune in, but then I realized, oh, I was thinking about when I shoveled this much snow I remember this much snow in this kind of cold was when I was trying to get my driveway shoveled out so I could get my dog to the vet to have her euthanized. And it brought back this flood of memories, you know, that I was holding in my body and all the sadness, you know, of letting go of my dog. So those of you who know, have dogs and love your dogs or your pets, you understand that. And so I was like, and it's so interesting because I wasn't thinking about that, but just the shoveling of the snow, and all of a sudden my thoughts started getting sad and I was like, where is this coming from? And then when I acknowledged it, the pain in my body went away. And so this is what I want to just strengthen that first and foremost. It feels like there's a concern for pain here. I'm getting that the concern is between 7.5 and 9 at this point. I'm not talking about your mother's concern. I'm talking about your concern for your mother. So anytime we become concerned about someone or concerned, it's more like concerned about the situation and someone. We're just going to strengthen that. I was using that example of how things creep up on us. And so this is really, like, this is why this is so challenging, because we just had Christmas, and a lot of people in North America, and particularly in Europe and that, they celebrate Christmas. And it's been like, there's nothing to celebrate right now. That's what people are like. The celebrations don't feel like celebrations. And it feels like people are going through the motions of celebrating, a lot of people, just to make themselves feel better. But when you go through the motions, it doesn't make you feel better. You may have noticed it. It just makes you feel like you're going through the motions. And so we just strengthen that for everybody. That's coming up. Like, so the concern of, and this is something that, okay, I'm going to address this because I feel like it's really, like, it could lower the fear a bit. And some people may say, well, you know, I don't know how old your mom is. I know you've called in before and you had concern about your parents, and that was a good year and a half ago. So I know that, you know, the situation may have degraded quite a bit. So we're just going to strengthen you to whatever's happening and how you, what's coming up is how you thought it would be, and that was bad enough. And now that this is even worse than you thought it would be. So lots of us have those experiences where things go from bad to worse. That's what's coming up. So that kind of describes 2021, really. So, you know, let's let go of that trend now. I talk about this also, like if you're dancing through life, you are going to take a step forward and maybe a couple steps backwards and to the side. That's what you call dancing. If you're going to march through life, you're going to miss some of the more poignant points in life. So one thing that I really feel is coming up for you right now with your mom is recognizing that on some level, this is also making it easier, this experience. Part of that is because the situation brings everything to the forefront. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you. And I'm also going to bring this energy in from the person that was asking, is there dark forces around me? There's always dark. If you looked out in the sky and you were searching for a star and the sky was bright, you wouldn't see the star. You would just see all white, which is, you know, divine. So we're just going to strengthen that, like recognizing that in this dark, there's always some light. There has to be. And so a speck of light shines way brighter than any dark you may have noticed. So yeah, there's a lot of dark forces at play. There's a lot of evil. There's a lot of this or that. But there's also a lot of forces from nature. You know, we've had this huge storm in British Columbia here, and it's been devastating for a lot of people. Their homes flooded out, and, you know, the Coca Hall is open again now, so I was happy to hear that. But, like, it's caused so much, oh, my God, like, people losing their homes, and, you know, and it was right before Christmas, and it's been so cold, and the rain turned to snow, and I just heard from one of my clients, and they said that they've had snow for the first time in 22 years now in you know, because they're closer to Vancouver. So it's really like for a lot of people, I'm used to this because I'm from Saskatchewan, but when the snow starts piling up, those are the snowflakes. And, you know, anyone can handle a flake or two, but when they start piling up and you have to start shoveling them, and then it keeps snowing, and then you got to shovel some more. And then eventually you don't even have anywhere left to put the snow. And, you know, this is kind of how we as humanity are right now. Like, there's snowflakes falling and, like, everything. There's so many things that are coming out that people are in shock, kind of, like, what the hell? You thought your life was this way, and it really isn't. It's that way. But what's really interesting is that, you know, because I deal with a lot of people that want to become more intuitive, I notice more the people that I am around have a desire to be more intuitive, to be able to use that skill set in a productive way. So yeah, any dark force that's around, like there's dark and there's light, but any dark force that's around you doesn't have like one little bit of like little spark of light. Is so much more powerful than anything in the dark. I'm not saying that the dark isn't powerful and that there's not evil people that use energy in an evil way. There is. Having said that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that it just eventually comes right back to them. And so you can't kind of like when we live in this universe that's like, when there's push, there's pull. When there's good, there's bad. When there's dark, there's light. So it's kind of like, what are you focusing on? And so we're just going to strengthen for you with your mom. It's kind of like you're just worn out. It just feels like, oh, worn down. And that kind of, like, so when I test this energy, it's kind of like, not even about 30% of it is your mom, and the rest is the rest of your life. And so it's kind of like with me right now, like, yeah, I would prefer not to be doing the parasite thing. But having said that, would I give up that experience when I've learned so much from it, when this is why I'm here? I would never have this experience, and I would never wish it on anyone, and I want it to end like right now. Having said that, I can choose to take this experience and grow from it and use it to empower myself and others and to be strong, or I can use it, or I can let it weaken me. And that's the same as dark forces and dark energy. If you're you know, having dark thoughts, then check and see why. You know, test it. Like, what's this really, really, truly about? And, you know, on a regular basis, people curse other people like, oh, you know, like, damn you, kind of like that. So a curse doesn't take that much. You know, it doesn't take much to curse someone. You know, people who are on the public platform are used to it. Like, you know, if you don't have haters, then you haven't arrived. So it's kind of, the energy is kind of like that, but it's more about how do you use that energy. And so we're just going to strengthen you to the situation with your mom. It's actually coming up that you thought it was bad before, like things going from bad to worse. So it's also coming up, like the other shoe dropping for some people, that saying, you know, if you're too happy, something bad's going to happen to you. Jessica, I'm just going to continue clearing this because it's kind of what I wanted to clear for the show.
Cool. Go for it.
Okay, good. I'm just checking in with you because I know you don't have the same setup where you are right now. So yeah, what's coming up is for all of us to recognize that some of what we're letting go of, maybe we'd be too stubborn to let go of it unless it was really in our face. And so this can be for many reasons, so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. When I test it, you were already tired before, and you thought it couldn't get any worse. Like, you thought, well, at least I've hit rock bottom. Not you personally, but your situation is what's coming up. And then magically it became worse. So if things can magically become worse, then we can be just like the leaves on the trees. You know, if you're going to let go, you may as well be beautiful while you're doing it. You know, you may as well let go with grace. And just allow it, go with the flow, and just allow. And that sounds like really like, oh yeah, it's not that easy when you're looking after someone, or not able to look after someone is also, and feeling limited. also having to make, it's coming up, having to make choices you wouldn't make if you weren't put in this situation. Like, and it's coming up, yeah, financial. So you see, when we start to recognize it, if we pull these things apart and we realize, oh, okay, some of this is I'm upset about my mom. But when I break it down, when you interact with your mom, when you look at someone that you love and then they're sick, and the thing is a lot of times you might not even like your mom that much. Like, you might love her, but you don't necessarily like being with her that much. And so we're just going to strengthen you to this, like the thoughts, it's coming up. So those dark thoughts, those dark energies. Yeah, some people, like, if you know, a curse is like just having a negative thought about anything. Like, we curse ourselves on a daily basis, believe me. And the most powerful curse is the one that you make on yourself. Like, if you start cursing yourself, and that's what was so interesting, because whenever a deer comes through my property, and late, like that deer from 2 nights ago looking in my living room window, and her and I just looking at each other, and her just knowing that there's no way that I'm going to chase her away or whatever. She was hungry, and she likes the ewes in the yard, so I let her have it. And it was just an agreement. You can't come here every night and do this, but it's minus 24 tonight. So it's kind of that energy of, instead of going into chasing things away from you, trying to control what you can't control is coming up. There's just a whole bunch, because I'm using you as a you have all these feelings. Not necessarily, I'm not necessarily in the order that I'm saying them, because I'm using you as a surrogate for a lot of people out there. So we're just going to strengthen, this is also coming up, kind of like that shock that I was telling you about, like, you know, where someone sat still and then they just, it kind of feels like that. It feels like underlying the energy, there's a lot of kind of like chaotic discord, I would say. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, that just allowing yourself to be in a position where you can go, you know, like that picture, like I said, that was probably a day or two I took that picture before the big storm hit. And then the next picture I shared of my yard was coated in snow. So it's the weather can sort of show us that, and that in the end, it's going to be spring again. And so it's kind of like taking this as a season, and it's coming up more like you feel seasoned. It's like, when's my season? And so a lot of people are feeling that way right now. We're just going to strengthen that. Like, a lot of people, you don't want to get caught up in the good old days, because when you really look back, like I said, this is what we're going through right now is a product of the good old days. And so maybe there was a need for a correction here in the direction we're heading. It went kind of crazy and sideways and chaotic, but that's in due a great part to the astrological forces around us. And so that's another thing that people don't recognize, and people who don't really believe in horoscopes and zodiac or whatever, you don't have to believe in it. There's enough people in the world that do, and there's enough planets out there that we can see, that we know that they have this effect on us in certain situations. Now, some of that effect might be because people read about it, and like, that's what I'm saying, it's information. So we're going to strengthen this. We're moving into the age of Aquarius here, and we've got thousands of years to do it. So we want to really strengthen this, that, you know, there's going to be a lot more letting go of the old. But some of that old needed to be let go of anyway, when you really think about it. And I'm getting, for the vast majority of people, probably about 35 to 45% of what you're complaining about letting go of now, or what makes you feel really uneasy about letting go of right now, is more like you felt that way before anyway. But when we have like a situation, And you know, we have a chemical reaction in our body, and we start to feel in a certain way, and then we label that as like, well, I'm sad, then it gives it a lot of power. And then every time you have a similar feeling and address that as I'm sad and that's I'm sad and I'm sad, when you start putting your focus on that, everything becomes way more sad. Like, and it accelerates. It's like compound interest on your credit card. You know, so we just want to strengthen that. You don't want to be, you know, if you're going to loading up your credit card, you want to have fun at least. So we're just going to strengthen that. It's important that we all focus on solutions, because we've been focusing for 2 years on the problem, and that doesn't seem to be doing too much for us. So, you know, if we start focusing more on the solution, and that begins within each of us in our lives. And so what your mom is going through right now, we're just going to strengthen you to it. Like worrying, it's not like you're worrying. It's more like you're just exhausted. But when I get in touch with that exhaustion, it's the number one thing that comes up is emotional. And so just strengthening everybody to that. And see, Christmas makes people emotional. So like this time of year is emotional. Thanksgiving, like they're bang, bang, New Year's. And just to have it the way it is. And it was bad enough last year, but now it's like 2 years of it. It's like a lot of people are like just worn down. That's what's coming up. Like just feeling like they're almost like I'm seeing like sandpaper. But if you think about it, the finest wood carvings or furniture, the best made, is every attention to detail is like that. So that's the same with people. And so these experiences can change us in ways that can benefit us, or they can change in ways that weaken us. And this is just like such a good opportunity right now to work to give yourself permission, because a lot of other people are giving themselves permission right now to change. And so, if there's something that you've always wanted to do as a hobby or that, make it a priority. Like make yourself a priority in that way, that you get to know yourself better and what you really want. Because a lot of people were kind of forced to do that, but still kind of forced to stay in their old situation. And so we want to strengthen that. The people that want freedom and want to move towards new ventures, we're just going to strengthen that. Your mom is going on a new venture is what's coming up. And so we're just going to strengthen that for her, like the way things are now. And we're going to strengthen for everybody around her to be able to enable her not to feel that sadness, like just to get strong to her, honoring her is what's coming up on her journey here. So yeah, when we put so much sadness behind something, it changes the dynamic. And so we want to go into this new year, 2022. we want to go into it feeling strong and strong to our future. And so that requires each and every one of us taking at least a little bit of time for ourselves to sort of recognize what that is in ourselves, like three major things maybe that you really have noticed. Pay attention to those things and make those things important. Your mom's important, but I'm getting that you're getting so drained that you're not of the same value. You're like an hour of your time is only worth 10 minutes compared to a year ago. So we're just going to strengthen that dynamic, that you have that energy to move through this. So we're at the end of the show here. I just want to thank you all, and we'll be back next week. And this is Colette Marie Steffen, The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wanton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day Dragon Sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week. 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.